Track 6. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Celebrating local heroes. A legendary Kings Lynn footballer and NHS staff from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital have been immortalised in steel on a section of the National Cycle Network, Route 1. As part of a national campaign by walking and cycling charity SusTrans, residents were asked who they believe has made a positive impact on their local community in the last 7 decades, in celebration of the late Queen Elizabeth II. One of the figures chosen was the late legendary footballer Malcolm Lindsay, who passed away in March 2022. A prolific goal scorer for Kings Lynn Tarn FC between 1965 and 1969, he still holds the club record of 321 goals in 749 games. He ran several pubs with his wife Pat, including the Bentinck, which became a hub for people living in the area. He was selected alongside the collective staff at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in recognition of their role during the COVID-19 pandemic. Displayed as an NHS nurse, the figure will represent the town's NHS heroes and stand in solidarity with 1.3 million NHS staff members nationwide. In total, a series of 30 new life-size steel figures is being installed across England, joining the existing 250 figures installed as part of the Portrait Bench campaign over 12 years ago. They've been designed and fabricated by renowned artists Katie and Nick Hallett and will be installed at 14 of the most popular cycle paths across the National Cycle Network. The Kings Lynn figures are on Route 1 of the National Cycle Network at the Lynnsport Leisure Centre on Green Park Avenue. SusTrans are custodians of the National Cycle Network, which spans 12,000 miles of signed cycling routes, including over 5,000 miles of traffic-free paths.
Heidi is a romance winner. Heidi Swain, best-selling Norfolk writer, has won the Popular Romantic Fiction Award with her novel A Christmas Celebration at the annual Romantic Novel Awards for 2023. The awards celebrate excellence in romantic fiction in all its forms. Passionate about writing from an early age, Heidi flirted briefly with a newspaper career before she joined a creative writing class and took her literary ambition seriously. She now writes 2 books a year for leading publishers Simon & Schuster. Her debut novel, The Cherry Tree Cafe, was published in July 2015, and she became a Sunday Times bestseller in 2017. I'm absolutely delighted and completely overwhelmed to have been awarded the 2023 Popular Fiction Award. 2022 was a milestone year for me, and receiving this prestigious award for a book written during that time is a genuine career highlight and an achievement of which I am immensely proud, says Heidi.
Preschool given garden cash. A Norfolk preschool has been given £2,000 by the Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England to help rewild the school's front garden, creating an active learning space and wildlife haven. The revitalised outside space will enhance the children's learning of the world around them and encourage wildlife and biodiversity. The preschool is already teaching their children the importance of growing vegetables and nurturing nature. Julie Walkley, the manager of Marham Village Preschool, said, "The £2,000 will make a massive difference to us at the preschool, and we can't wait to get started. It'll be great to get the front garden looking nice this year, as it'll be our 50th anniversary."
Parish Mag is the best. We're always pleased to hear that a fellow magazine is doing well, so hats off to the team behind Elmham News, based in North Elmham, which won Best Magazine overall ahead of 450 other entries in a national competition run by Parish Mag Printers. Meg White, one of the magazine's editors, said, "The whole team are absolutely thrilled to have won this competition and would like to thank everyone involved with making Elmham News the best."